Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Wake up. It's time to go. Zach Amico's got a show. Animals are here to play. Jokes and guests to start your day. Tell the Sandman no more sleep. Eat some eggs and cook some beef. Laugh is waiting. Don't be shy. Stretch your legs and touch the sky. Grab a coffee and join the crew. It's Zach Amico.
Good morning. It's a Wednesday here at the Gas Digital Studios. It's your other boy, the international superstar, Zach Amico. My apologies that we did not come in on Monday. It was a real bitch outside, and it was going to be tough getting guests and everybody here safely. So thank you for your patience. We will double up on an episode this Friday, so everybody will be caught up, and you'll get your money's worth. I am joined by two wonderful people today from the Digital Bazooka podcast. Joining us for the first time in a while, it's James Moss. How you doing, buddy?
Dude, I'm amazing. I wouldn't miss this for the world. I had the fucking snowplow out this morning.
I appreciate you greatly, brother. Thank you. Go Birds.
Go Birds.
And
go
next birds. To him from That's Hot with Sabrina Piper, it's our great friend, Sabrina Piper. How are
Hi.
You today?
Hi, I'm well. How are you guys?
So good. Two hot lady guests. The people are going to love this.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes, they do. It's our hair. It's the volume. It's our boobies.
Yes, it's a great day. I am warm and cozy in my Garfield onesie. Feeling good. Great Christmas gift. Bought myself a matching hat. And goddamn, do I feel fashionable.
You look phenomenal. I love it. I want to snuggle you very badly.
Oh, this is my time of year, buddy. My cat has been not left me for a second this whole time it's been snowing.
Oh, yeah.
He's just been on my chest. I've been wearing this, or I have a fuzzy blanket. Oh, boy, we are boys.
Incredible. Yeah.
In the summer, the cats pretend like they don't even know you.
Oh, yeah, he's fucking running away, dude. And I have reached a new... Shannon, I know we were sad about me eating... the chili mac out of the can. I think I found a new level of sadness because obviously I didn't want to order takeout.
Why not? I've done it every day.
I feel
bad. Respectful. You're a respectful man.
I feel bad. I did it yesterday, but when it was like snowing, no. I didn't want to. Plus, the wait times were like an hour and a half.
Oh, yeah. That's the real reason.
No, it was going to be cold by the time it got there.
Okay.
It would be cold by the time it got there.
Oh, no, that's it.
And I did cook it, so it's not as bad, but I have had, in the last couple days, two cans of Wolf chili. And if you've never seen Wolf chili, I checked twice on it to make sure it wasn't dog food.
So is it made of wolf? Is that
No,
what
it's just Wolf brand chili. It's what Peggy Hill used to use to make Frito's pie.
Okay.
This looks very, like, Southern.
So, okay, so you
when you open up the can, dude...
Yeah, you put it on the floor, then you lean over it.
It could not look more like dog food. And I combined it with a box of Zatarain's rice and black beans and made myself just slop. I put some cheese... I put some cheddar cheese in it and some hot sauce.
Did you finish it? Did you clean the trough?
100%. And it was so good.
Oh my God.
I'm proud of you. Dude, I think snow's down, no rules. You can slop it up.
It was
be a little
there was
pig.
No general color or form to it.
Were you brighter than the food?
Yeah. The food was at no point did it look like it was for people.
Oh man.
And I fucking loved it.
Yeah, like a meal that like Google couldn't identify if you showed it a photograph.
Dude,
of it.
It would just send back a question mark and be like places to buy a gun.
Two cans though.
Over 3 days.
Okay, that's
okay.
Not bad.
Chad, can you find a picture of Wolf chili, Wolf brand chili just when you open it? It could not look I really had to question myself.
It reminds me of like Libby's. You ever see that one?
It's I don't think so.
It's like a garbage one too, but I'm sure you'd like it.
I'm sure I would love it. I'm gonna be real.
And yeah. And my boy uses it in like to make like hash.
Okay,
and
that's
fair. I'm like that.
This is another chili.
You know what? Mystery meat.
There we go.
Okay.
Oh, is this an unboxing? Yo.
No.
Could it look more like dog food or poop?
Yeah, I gagged a little bit.
It does the job. I have a hot sauce with Eileen Wuornos on the front. I can't remember what it's called, but it's a serial killer branded hot sauce.
Did you use a utensil when you were?
Yes, of course. I used a fork.
Okay.
The same fork that I stirred the rice with.
Hey, that's going green.
Yeah.
At least you didn't go Michael Rapaport in the Traitors, like shovel it into your mouth.
Obsessed.
Obsessed.
That is exactly what I used.
Oh, wow.
The crazed killer.
Yeah.
You know what? That looks kind of fun. That looks kind of good.
So you put it in the water with the rice.
No, I don't.
Yeah. It takes the flavor.
And then the rice accepts the hot sauce.
Yeah. You know, you could do that with like bone broth, make it healthy.
You could. But limited options, snowing out. Had to fill my tummy. Felt goddamn good about it.
I ain't mad at it.
All right, we got a bunch of silly shit to do today, but let's get plugs out of the way first. Miss Piper, what do you want to plug, baby?
All right, well, please check out my podcast, you guys. That's hot. I'm going to be changing up the format a little bit. It's going to be really good. I'm going to do a lot of content all throughout the week. How fun is that? And I'm also starting a show at Brooklyn Art House with our friend Kelly Taylor. It's going to be really cool. We're going to do watch parties for the Traitors, Housewives, stuff like that. So bring your gays, bring your girls, and let's hit it.
Follow me. Very good.
Yes, follow me, Funny Girl with Tits, on everything for all of that, and my website, SabrinaPiper.com.
Fantastic. Mr. Moss?
Yeah, I do a podcast with Drew Montana called Digital Bazooka. It's very fun. Bring your girls, bring your gays for that, too. I do stand up all over the place, so follow me on socials for dates, at RatboyJames. God bless you.
Fantastic. Follow me on Instagram at ZachIsNotFunny. All my dates, punchup.live/ZachAmico. And if you love the show, head on over to GasDigital.com today and use that promo code ZOO, Z-O-O. Get your episodes early, ad-free, and uncensored. You get the archives. That's right, thousands of episodes of all your favorite Gas shows. You get the live chat. And most importantly, you get that Friday bonus episode. We do three of these a week. And the only way to get that third one is by subscribing. Thank you so much for tuning in. And James, can I please have one of those?
Last one, you snooze, you lose.
Wait, I think I do
have an extra one out there that's Bellini flavored.
No, it's all right. I'll bother you later.
Okay. This is a new thing.
Like, Zen or edible?
No, this is a Zen. I don't do drugs. Okay. But Bellini, we don't, like in New York, they have like fun divorced lady cocktails in flavors.
Yeah, they do.
It's so exciting.
Yeah.
I've been getting caffeine ones. And they come in like Swedish fish. Really fun flavors.
It kind of feels like the new Sugar Fina.
Yeah, okay.
Of this.
Yeah.
Like they're like, let's lean into whatever. It'll be like a Cosmopolitan Next or something, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm fine. That does sound good, though, to be completely honest.
Yeah.
That sounds nice.
That sounds very. I'm usually a mint boy. but I know there is one that's doing root beer now, and I feel like that's a move.
Yeah, I'm into that.
Have you ever had the one straight from Sweden, like the pouches that have no flavor?
Oh, it's called like Nick and Turden or whatever.
Dude.
That's my nickname.
Nick and Lover.
That's my real name.
That's menthol. dude, they taste like fuck. They taste like you're chewing on a fucking a car engine. They're fucking brutal.
I like when you take it out and the inside of your lip is black already.
Yep. Or it's raw.
Hot.
Yeah. Oh boy.
Yum.
When I first started dating Mrs. Amico, she would have to ask me to take my dip out before lovemaking.
Oh, she's an old-fashioned lady.
Yeah. And then she would get mad because I would just put it on the nightstand.
That's exactly.
And then I would put it back in.
For you, babe, Benny, I'll put it in the drawer. It's fine.
What? Come on. Sometimes you got to take your you've never taken chewing tobacco out to make love to a woman?
I've taken gum out, so I guess it's the same. To give a blowjob, I guess it's the same thing.
Yeah, it's similar.
Right?
You would take gum out to...
Gum out of my mouth.
I would want gum in. That sounds hot. Like a...
No, that
what
getting
if it
your
gets
pubes.
Stuck? What if it gets stuck?
I would love that. That
sounds... No, you got hair, she's got hair. She could choke.
Yeah, I guess
probably on the gum more than my dick.
Definitely on the gum before
Yeah,
before
more
anything,
on the gum,
right?
Unfortunately.
And you want to blame it on the dick.
Yeah.
When she's dead, you're like, I did that.
Yep, you do. You want that.
But it was the Hubba Bubba.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was the big league chew. She's just got a big pouch of the strands. Hey, what can I say? I love getting blowjobs from 12-year-old baseball players. All right, we got a bunch of silly shit today. I guess this is already obvious. I put money on, you guys saw Guy Fieri's thing.
Yes.
The second I saw it, I went, oh, this is a viral Super Bowl ad.
Yes.
I'm not familiar with this.
So you can bring it up. I think it's already been kind of been proven that it is. So Guy Fieri posted this the other day. Go ahead.
After so many years of celebrating my birthday as Guy, I figured this year I'd celebrate it as just a guy. Happy birthday to me. Hey there.
All right. So the second I saw it, I reposted it.
Yeah.
And I said $100, but then I put the dollar sign in front, so it was a typo already, and I was mad at myself.
Mm.
But it already had a ton of views by the time I realized I made a typo. So I couldn't delete it, and it really bugged me.
That's not Flavortown.
No. I was like, this is definitely a Super Bowl, a wannabe viral moment.
Right.
It is some company. But it's funny how Twitter, for me, was like, half the people were like, dude, definitely. And half people were like, yeah, no shit, stupid.
Yes, of course.
Yeah.
That's what it's not him just doing bits for fun.
No. Especially
well, I think
that.
I think everybody now wants to get the... Remember when Snoop Dogg put out the thing that he was quitting weed?
Yes.
And then it turned out to be a...
He said, I'm done smoking, and then it was like a vapor thing.
Yeah, it was like an ad.
It's a dumb bait and switch
ad.
Yeah,
that was good. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And now everybody wants that gotcha. Like, they want to drop the hint before the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So that then the commercial, like, everyone's like, duh, we got.
Of course. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's going to... He, like, zip lines in. It's just like...
Yeah, it's. I can't remember. He already put that it's a paid ad, so that kind of that would have been a fun topic on Monday.
He looked a little beaten down. Like they kind of taped it about 12 hours worth, like kind of like the Stranger Things finale.
Bring it back up.
It's like how many takes could this have possibly
take? Whoa, that hurt his soul.
You know what? I think it's A, because they shaved him.
Well, yeah, I guess he normally has goatee,
so you wouldn't see the lines on the side of his face.
It's all AI.
It's AI.
It's AI?
Yes.
God damn it,
Shannon.
It's right here.
What?
It says it here. This is a video made to celebrate his birthday. As a joke, it is created by AI to show an altered appearance.
God damn it, Shannon.
I really thought this one was so obvious that you did know it, and that's why you were bringing it up. That's why I'm sorry. I told you beforehand.
I am gullible.
Oh, my God.
It is crazier that, like, that's easier than just getting him to comb his hair.
100%. This also makes sense because I was like, how is he going to get it back to that perfect color? There's so much.
You know what got me, Shannon? It's that the next video is him with the buzzer up to his face. I was like, oh, wow, he really shaved for this. Because I'm an idiot. Oh, are you happy now?
I'm not happy.
And we're all like young individuals. Like, this is bad.
Yeah, we're supposed to be able to clock that.
We're supposed to clock that immediately.
No, I'm 38. I'm past. I'm gone.
Oh, my God. Geriatric.
Yeah, I'm past. Yeah, I'm an old kitty. Well...
Meow.
I have been fooled yet again. So, right, Shannon, already tell me, is this Chinese surgery thing fake?
Okay, so it's not it's not not fake.
God damn it, Shannon.
No, wait. Part of it is real.
Don't get mad.
All right.
Part of it is real.
All right. So tell us about it, Shannon.
Okay, so this Asian guy lost his left hand in a surgery a severe machinery accident. And the damage was too extensive for them to immediately reattach his hand to his arm. So they grafted his hand to his leg so it would have some sort of blood supply to it. And then they would try to attach it later to his arm. So I'm going to show you this post here. So this bottom picture is potentially real. But when I play the video, this top one is absolutely not real.
Okay. All right. That makes more sense because... The hand would be a different color.
Yeah.
From the blood loss.
And I was looking up, like, Snopes, like, isn't 100% confirming it, but they're like, there is some evidence saying this did happen, but that there's no way it would be moving on its own, that there would have to be a physical therapist to go in to move each finger to, like, make sure the circulation is happening.
Okay. Well, I'll take that as a win for me.
Yes.
Because we did learn that was kind of real.
Yeah, it looks. Yeah, what leg did they put it on? Did they put it on?
Bring it back up, Shannon.
I'm trying to figure out, like, what if you lost your left hand? Do you
that
want
looks
it?
Like his right leg because the toe is on the inside. The what, big toe's on the
what
inside.
What a story for sex in the future.
Yeah, or a twister.
Yeah. Oh, this guy would rule a twister.
Yeah.
Undefeated and still.
But they've done that, but like, I think that is like a pretty valid thing,
thing
to do, right?
I've heard of that before.
I wonder how long you have.
We should ask people who go to Turkey, too, because they're getting that shit done.
Oh, doing the hair? Yeah, yeah. I think if I ever do the hair transplant, also just throw a fucking hand on my leg.
Yeah, why not?
They do anything. I think that guy doesn't have long.
No, I'm sure it's like
a nice life.
No, but the hand, I bet it's got like a week.
Is keeping it on ice not better?
2 months?
No, I think at a certain point, I think ice, you get like a day. Mm. Well, how long did John Wayne Bobbitt not have his cock?
Oh, yeah.
So, because...
That makes sense.
Lorena Bobbitt cut his dick off and then threw it in a field. And they found it and reattached it. Which is crazy.
Like we were talking about, I'm going to have to air tag my penis.
Yeah.
Because you never know. It's like, oh, it's in the field. Perfect.
Well, they found it, and they like dusted it off and put it back.
It's like the 5-second rule.
You know what? Says something about him that they were able to find it.
He did porn after it.
Oh, yeah. Shit. If mine wasn't tagged up, never found.
Yeah.
It would be under like one dandelion.
It's literally needle in a haystack. Shannon, can you look up how long John Wayne Bobbitt's cock was unattached?
I'm trying to find it. It says like how long it took to recover, how long the surgery was. I'm just trying to find how long it took them to find it.
Because, yeah, she threw it in a field and then took the cops back and they found it, which must have been a hilarious like combing. Yeah. It's like they all hold hands, like when you're looking for a missing kid in a field, in a swamp.
Also, then who grabs it? It's like, oh, you grab it.
Hot potato. You put it on milk.
Yeah. Have you seen this hog?
No, I meant literally like when you lose a tooth, you put it in a glass of milk.
You put
If a tooth falls out and you want to try and get it put back in, you put it in milk, not ice.
You're talking about an adult tooth?
Yeah.
No.
100%.
You sure that wasn't one of those AI videos?
This is 100%. No.
Shannon.
Shannon, look up this lie.
No, I'm telling you. You put a body part on ice, but a tooth you're supposed to put in milk.
I guess they like it because, like, calcium or whatever? Is that the thing?
Oh! I'm just making it up. Yay. Yes, placing a knocked out tooth in cold milk is an effective, readily available way to preserve it for 30 to 60 minutes while traveling to an emergency dentist.
I don't understand preserve it. It's bone, right?
I don't know why I doubted you. You're so into the body and that stuff. You would know that. I'm like, why would I doubt that?
I think... oh, no, I know that because of Mick Foley, the wrestler, because when he got his teeth knocked out, he got multiple teeth knocked out in matches. He said that... When he got his ear ripped off, he asked if they would put it on ice, and they threw it in the garbage.
It was like a milkman runs into the ring.
Well, no, somebody picked it up and put it on ice. He took it to the hospital, and they said that it was not reattachable because he didn't get his ear sliced off. Mm-hmm. Sabrina, are you familiar with what I'm talking about?
I'm not familiar with it, but
there's a wrestler named Mick Foley.
I'm putting it all together.
And he did a move where the other guy threw him over the ropes. And he would get his head caught between the second and third rope, but like twisted. The second rope would be on top.
Gotcha.
And the top rope would be under him.
Gotcha.
And he looked like he was hanging.
Okay.
But he did it in Europe where the ropes are different. And they'll use like elevator cable. And before his match, somebody complained that the ropes were too loose. So they went out with a wrench and tightened the ropes. And he went to do it. And it immediately started pushing on his carotid artery.
Oh.
And he was starting to pass out. So he had to rip his head out. And so his ear didn't get chopped off. It got pushed off. So there was no clear, like...
like no clean cut?
There was no clean cut. It was literally, like, pushed off. But I remember in another thing, when he lost his teeth in a match, one of the refs grabbed him and put them in milk. Because they had a dentist backstage waiting for him.
Damn. That's why, I mean, this it's very dangerous going
to Europe.
This
guy's been through a lot. This guy's been through a hell of a lot.
Oh, dude, he had a tooth in his nose.
Is he hot, too, because he survived all of this?
Probably not your type.
Okay.
He's a big bearish mountain man looking. Yeah. Yeah.
Look at that guy.
Yeah.
Look at that guy, one ear.
That's the guy from my paper towels.
Yeah.
He's
a handsome feller.
He is a brawny
In Hell in
man.
A Cell with The Undertaker, he got thrown off the cell and then through it, and he broke one of it. Yep, that's the ear he got lopped off.
Oh, gosh.
And his tooth went, it was like the Kennedy, the magic bullet.
Uh-huh.
You see shots of him, and his tooth got knocked out, went through his top lip and up his nose.
Oh, Jesus.
So he's looking into the camera laughing, and he's got a tooth fully in his nose.
I want to see an X-ray of this guy. He looks like the operation dude.
No. So they actually made a shirt of all his injuries.
Oh, really? Damn.
Oh my god.
Yeah, they made a shirt of it, and I think it's on the back of his book.
Fuck.
Well, is it a shirt? Or they have to do like a shiesty too.
It's fucked up. It's like a smaller picture of him, but he's had like everything.
Wow.
Anything you could fuck up, because he did all the Yep, there. That is exactly it. Shannon, can you zoom in a little?
I try to open it somewhere else.
No problem, dog. Take your time.
Yeah, I guess, and it's like it's that like ship or whatever. What's the ship that like if you replace a piece, at what point is it?
Oh yeah. I know what you mean.
Like at what point are you like a new guy?
All right, 2/3 of ear ripped off, 4 front teeth, broken cheekbone, separated right shoulder.
He's like a Frankenstein.
Second degree burns on arms and shoulder, herniated discs, 8 concussions, nose broken twice, broken jaw, dislocated left shoulder, 54 stitches, fractured left shoulder, broken left thumb, 5 broken ribs, bruised kidneys, torn meniscus, abdominal, broken right wrist, bone chips and elbow. Ugh. Yep.
This week on Botched.
Yep, and over 325 stitches total.
This is like 50 Cent's bio.
Yeah. Yeah, because I know that because they have like they had at the time like a personal chiropractor at WWF.
Okay.
And they said to him, he said, he was French, he went, Meek, you have the spine of a crocodile. Because he had fucked his spine up so bad over the years. He said it was like trying to pop a crocodile spine.
Using the chiropractor from the WWE is so funny. You go in for an alignment and the doctor climbs up a ladder. You're like, oh shit, I'll fuck.
Shout out Mick Foley though, just lost 100 pounds. God bless you, brother. All right. Hey guys, real quick. You ever wake up in the morning and just feel soft, like your coffee is warming your hands, but not doing a damn thing for your balls or your brain? Well, that's why they created Body Brain Coffee. It's not just coffee. It's coffee with purpose, specifically testosterone. Packed with clinically backed ingredients, this isn't your girlfriend's oat milk latte. This is for men who want to get their edge back in the gym, in the boardroom, and yeah, in the bedroom too. And it's not just about tea. Body Brain is also built to dial in your focus, clarity, and mood thanks to lion's mane, ashwagandha, and L-theanine. So while your basic brew is giving you the jitters and a crash, Body Brain Coffee is helping you stay sharp, calm, and locked in, all while supporting your natural testosterone levels. If you're serious about your energy, your mindset, and your masculinity, it starts with what you put in your cup. You can save 15% today with the promo code ZOO15 at bodybraincoffee.com. That's ZOO15 at bodybraincoffee.com. Powerbraincoffee.com. Power your day. Fuel your drive. Let's get back into the show. What else we got here? 19-year-old's head gets incredibly swollen after allergy to hair dye.
Incredibly swollen. What is it? Oh, shit.
That timing was perfect as you went, what's incredibly swollen?
I wasn't expecting to see a piece of bread.
She looks like Thomas the Train Engine.
But she does. Someone shared a comment that really made me laugh, but maybe everyone's too young to get this reference, but this really made me laugh.
Oh, Drop Dead Fred. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know the feller.
Okay. See, Shannon, I got you.
Thanks, Zach.
Don't worry, me and you. I'll take you out for dinner at 3 o'clock tonight, Janet.
And then we'll take them to their home.
Yeah.
Oh, it's bedtime, Grandpa.
Do we have any? What exactly happened to this young woman?
So she was using box dye at home, and
I thought she was dyeing her head.
That's why he's the king.
Suck my dick, bitch. Ah, gotcha, Shannon.
Now show 'em it.
Oh God.
Jesus, what a rat-looking, homo-repressed mama's boy.
Oh, God!
He's got a back tickle.
Good.
Not that midget beaten off in a trash can.
All right, I'm good now. Go ahead.
Okay. So, as you probably know this, Zach, but once you use like one of those home dye things, you're supposed to test it on a little bit of your skin first before putting it on all of your head. And so she did that, but she only waited a half an hour instead of the 48 hours that you're supposed to do. So after the half an hour, she put it on her head. And then she felt like a little bit of tingling, so she took an antihistamine and went to sleep. And then she woke up a few hours later, and she was having trouble breathing. Her whole head was swollen, and she was allergic to one of the chemicals in the dye. But it says she almost died, but she made it to hospital in time for them to get the allergic reaction under control. That's her regularly.
Okay.
To de-swell.
Oh, no. Still okay, I have never tested hair dye.
I haven't either.
In my life. I've never done. I've, and I probably should, because I am allergic to a lot of shit.
Well, how do you test it?
You put a little on your skin.
Oh, just to see if you okay.
And leave it for 2 days. It
I
says.
Mean, that's kind of crazy, because if you are really allergic, you're fucked.
Well, no, if you just what they're saying is you put a little, like it's just a dot.
Oh, okay.
So before you cover your whole head in it, bring her up again.
That's so fucking scary. You wake up and like airheads is hitting you up. Like, you gotta be in the commercial.
Going to sleep with the shit in your hair is risky.
I don't think that she went to sleep with it. Yeah, no, I don't think that she did. I'm pretty sure. I found another article. I'll double check, but I'm pretty sure she put it on, rinsed it off, felt the itchiness, and then and then it just kind of like got worse and worse as
she
slept.
And then she took the antihistamine, which I'm sure made her sleepy.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh. Poor thing. I mean, she looks like she fought Justin Gaethje.
Yeah, that's exactly. Dude, those are the worst. When you play the UFC games and you play as an Asian guy and they beat you more Asian.
Wait, what do you mean?
Like the UFC games, they give you like the realistic swelling.
Okay.
But if you play as like a Korean guy and then they put that on, you just look like they made, like he beat you more Asian. Okay. What do you got for us, Shannon?
What was I?
I can't remember. Whatever.
No, I think you were looking up a really Asian person.
Yeah, oh, did you want me to find that?
Can you Google Hua?
No, that's the full story. She's fine. But that is real, because I did double check to make sure the picture was real, and it is real.
I read it really fast. It said it was the poly something she was allergic to.
Yeah, phenylenediamine.
I'm pretty sure that's a... what's it called? Like, they have like those parabens and sulfites and everything that are banned in a lot of places. So I'm surprised that got away in France.
Maybe it was a cheapo.
Yeah.
And this is France. Sure. Yeah.
It's France. Yeah. So that's so weird.
I've definitely Amazoned some, when I used to dye my hair more, some real like $8. And I'm like, I could probably spend a little more and not have noxious chemicals.
Yeah. I've never dyed it. This is just going off of like makeup and skincare and stuff, like the parabens and sulfites that you want to stay away from. So I'm like, maybe there was something there that just made her look like a fucking
bleep. I'm allergic to sulfur, so I get nervous about certain shit.
Damn, you're going to hate it when you're in hell.
Yeah, I know. I'm allergic to sulfur and penicillin.
Damn.
Penicillin will kill me.
Wow.
Yeah. Eh. Wait, that was fun to find out as a little kid.
I'm sure, right?
Oh, how do you get the like a vaccine or something, and then you like spazzed?
Yeah, I got something when I was sick when I was little, and then whenever I would get like a throat infection or anything like that, I can't take regular medicine. So if I got like strep or whatever, they needed to give me medicine that killed the good and the bad blood cells, so it would just fuck me up.
You're doing like chemo, basically.
It would wreck my shit for like a week. And that would be like every 2 months.
Damn.
That was a sick little boy.
You're a miracle boy.
Yeah, I was a sick little boy because I don't do good in nature, believe it or not.
Really?
And I played soccer when I was little. And all the geese in town would go shit in the soccer field. Mm-hmm. So it would just be all little kids kicking up geese shit. And I would be deathly ill every Monday. If I had a soccer game on Saturday, I would miss school on Monday.
What, just being near goose shit?
And then I tried to play.
Were you eating it?
No, I would.
Mean, particles.
Yeah, you're probably breathing it in.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense.
And then I tried, just because I wrestled, they had me join the football team just to get, like, to keep working out. And I never was going to play. Like, I just wanted the workouts.
Yeah.
And I came home one day, and I had a head like that.
For
something I breathed in. I literally was changing in the locker room. Somebody's like, "Hey, your head's huge." I'm like, "Fuck you."
Yeah, fuck you, asshole.
Rude. And then my mom picked me up, and I literally had like a giant, sloppy monster head. And of course, I'm free. And I'm like, "Just get me Benadryl." And I was like, "No, I'm going to the hospital." And we're at the hospital, they're like, "Did you take Benadryl?" And I was like, "No." And they're like, "All right, here's your Benadryl. You could have paid $8 for. Then we're going to charge you $300 for."
Yeah,
American.
Yeah. And then I had to quit because I was too weak of a boy to be outside and play games. I'm an indoor boy. I'm an indoor cat.
You're an indoor cat. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm an inside boy. That's okay. There's nothing wrong with that.
You're just like, "Oh, close the door. He's going to get out. Zach's going to get out."
Go, go, go.
He was gone for a week last time. He came back covered in sap. He's missing half an ear. I think he fought one of the other indoor boys. He must have met an outdoor boy. He fucked him up. Zach got fucked up by two outdoor boys.
It's like you have skin from another guy.
Yeah.
From one of the outdoor boys.
Yeah. Oh, Zach came back with cuts and he's pregnant.
He doesn't let us pet him the same way.
All right. Hey, let's keep the fun body horror going. 2-year-old loses eye after getting herpes from a family member's kiss.
Shannon.
I submitted most of these. Don't blame Shannon for this.
I'm not blaming Shannon.
We don't blame Shannon for things.
Never. I dead ass asked Shannon before. I was like, "Anything really gross today?" And she was like, No, no dead babies.
I didn't lie. No dead babies.
No. You did not lie. No, this is not a dead baby.
This is not a dead baby.
This is just a gross fucking baby.
Yeah, a grotesque, disfigured child.
Now I'm mean.
It's a sweet baby. It's not the baby's fault.
Oh, it's fucking, it's gross.
Let's see the little pirate. Do we get a picture? Yes.
A little angel.
Yar.
That is a cute little baby.
Yeah, with a herp eye. Ew.
In all fairness, if your baby's going to have a missing eye, the scarf is a choice. The bandana?
Yes. Pick a thing for sure.
Why can't it go over the eye? Why can't it be sassy like this?
That's true.
Oh, yeah. That would be
like,
hard.
This is fashionista right here.
Oh, poor little Bubba.
What the hell?
Oh, my God.
He looks like he can see, like,
can put him in
facts.
Movies. Can put him in movies.
He looks like he can, like, see stuff like Jarvis, you know, like.
I've had a vision.
Or he can, like, bring stuff up like Jarvis. Yeah.
Wait, so this is a kiss from a family member?
A devastated mother has urged parents to ban relatives and friends from kissing their babies after her toddler contracted a debilitating virus that cost him his left eye. 2-year-old Juwan, which I would not have guessed.
Sorry.
I will say.
I'm sorry.
Juwan herpes?
Juwan an iPad?
Yeah. Do you want to look weird for the rest of your life?
Do you want to go on a murdering spree and kill this family member in the future?
No, seriously though. Do you want to be homeschooled? Oh, brutal.
Do you want to have no death perception? Do you want to be bad at sports? 2-year-old Juwan lost sight in the eye after a kiss from an acquaintance transferred the herpes virus to his eyeball. The resulting blister led to a 4-millimeter hole forming in his cornea, the clear outer layer at the front of the eye. The open wound led to a number of subsequent infections, and despite medics' best effort, the damage was too severe and he lost his vision. Doctors were eventually forced to sew his eyelids shut In a bid to protect what remained of the organ, now his family are speaking out to help others avoid the same fate. Number one comment, stop kissing other people's kids.
No, I'm not going to.
No, now
try
run
and
around.
Make me.
I want to have more kids that look like Mike Wazowski running around.
Yes. No, we all have plans today.
Bring
You're
him up
not
again. What
him.
A cute little bubba. That's so sad.
It is a very adorable child.
Yeah, he is very cute.
The world's smallest Cyclops.
Yeah. Oh, buddy. Oh, man. That's got to be.
That's really hard.
It'll look cool when you're older.
No, it won't.
No, and but the story will be wild. You can always, you'll be like, I'm.
Yeah, I got
I'm
herpes very, when I was two.
I'm a very transparent man.
Do you think they identified who the person was that did it? And how did they treat that person? What did they do to that person?
I mean.
You have to take their eye also.
I think you got to move if you gave a 2-year-old herpes, but you know, that's just how I feel about most moils.
I think you'd have to go to Sweden and be like, yeah, I do want to kill myself. Yeah. Shoot me up.
Yeah, I mean, usually if a baby gets herpes, it is your people.
Why? We fucking them? Why? What happened?
Oh, you don't know about that?
What? No. What?
The Jays?
What?
The Jays?
Is it the more intense Jays?
Yeah.
The Jays that hate the Jays like me?
You know what I mean?
Slut. That's
do you
want to
tell her?
Yeah.
Yeah, do you want to?
Yeah. Somebody want? Do you want to?
the hardcore Moyles.
Okay.
They.
Oh, right.
They suck the blood.
Well, yes. I forgot during the whatever.
The circumcision. And there has been, Shannon, if you could look it up. Issues with they get herpes on their lips and they give the babies herpes and it like fucks them up because like you're a little kid, your body's not supposed to handle that.
Wow. I did not know
that.
There's
been like a couple I think they got for spreading herpes.
Whoa. I don't claim them. Jew want to claim him?
Jew want to claim him?
Jew.
I'm going to actually share this because I'm not going to attempt to say these words. But this is from the New York City government site.
Oh, good. It's so good that the government had to put out a warning not to suck baby blood out of its dick.
Listen, we all want to suck off a kid.
Listen, we all want. Here, Sabrina, can
should
you
say it?
I would appreciate that greatly.
Metzitzach Bechahe. Direct oral suctioning. When a baby is circumcised,
yo, baby girl, I need some mezitza bippa.
You started doing that. You're doing like Jew hands.
Yeah, I don't know where I went.
There's a bag of coins.
This is me weighing my options of how to turn the weather.
When a baby is circumcised, some ritual Jewish circumcisers, moyim, do a practice called mitzvah bippa. The hitzvah bepeh is when the moyle uses their mouth to suck blood away from the baby's circumcision wound as part of the circumcision ritual. After the mitzvah bepeh, some babies can get an infection. And now they have printable resources and PDFs.
Yes. And in Yiddish. Look at that. Yeah, you can print
English
it in
and
Yiddish.
How mitzvah bepeh, direct oral suctioning, can cause infection. Can put babies at risk of getting a harmful virus called herpes simplex virus type 1. Some of these babies become seriously ill. Some develop brain damage and others have died. There is no way to eliminate the risk from direct oral suctioning, though there are options to reduce the risk. Yeah, a fucking napkin.
Yeah, paper towel probably work.
Yeah, a nice little towel. Warm towel, like you're at a nail salon.
Yeah. Listen, I'm never one to tell somebody what they can do in and out of their own house.
Right.
Mm. Or I'm not a hateful person most of the time. I don't think I have hate in my heart.
No.
Don't suck the baby's dick.
I think that's a good point of judgment. I think that's just like a good opinion.
Don't suck the blood off the baby's. That's not good.
Yeah. I'm ready to convert. I want to try this.
And off we go. That's why they bring me around.
The question is, are you pitching or catching?
Yeah, I think you have to try both. Just to know.
Yeah, you got
to
find out what your thing is.
Yeah.
Like, if in what mindset does a person go to suck blood off your baby's dick, and you're like, well, it's tradition.
Oh, there's a lot of people.
That's fucking nuts.
All right, well, there's a lot of weirdos in every religion, but there's a lot of weirdos that will defend things. Like, even there's guys I know who will not sleep with their wife when she's on her period. They're married.
Where does, like, in a, what is, what is she going, a tent in the backyard?
He goes to a hotel. He has to go to
separate bedrooms. He has to go to another bedroom.
Wait, really? I've never heard of this.
Yeah.
Is that also religious?
It's more religious, yes.
That's crazy.
It's nutty, buddy.
I mean, obviously, they're unpleasant to be around. I wouldn't leave the room, though.
Just sleeping is the nuts. Only time they can tolerate
rabbi, my rabbi, he, growing up, he is the one I know that from. He would go to another room and sleep in another room.
It's just so they don't get it on them?
Just because of the cleanliness.
That's silly.
Is she using, what's the word, protection, or what's the feminine hygiene products?
I mean, you have to, I don't know, some bitches are fucking gross. They like to free bleed and shit, but I...
What is a diva cup if not a yarmulke for your cunt?
The deeper the diva cup...
The yarmulke.
The deeper the diva cup, the closer to God.
That would hurt my chest, Zach. The yarmulke is crazy.
That wouldn't hurt my vagina thinking about.
By the way, I still don't understand the diva cup.
You know what? Me neither. And I'm going to be real. I'm a no for any of that stuff. Gross. Do you know the diva cup?
Yeah, I wasn't told about them. They just started showing up. I thought we had these like shot glasses that tasted terrible. I truly don't know how it works. I don't care for it.
It's very irony.
Yeah.
So you have to... And Shannon, I don't know if you've ever done it, so I've never done it, so tell me if I'm, like, totally wrong. But you have to grab it and, like, pinch it to make sure it goes in and will, like, suction correctly. So it'll sit in there, and then you pull it out, you dump it out, rinse it, and you...
I just feel like it's gross. Not enough.
I don't think it's enough to hold it.
Yeah, I have something explaining how to put it in.
But Shannon, bring it in.
It's basically correct. There's no vagina. This is on YouTube.
Cup for the first time, here are a few tips to help. Being relaxed is very helpful, so before you insert your cup, take a deep breath and breathe it out. You can also use a water-based lubricant to help the cup go in easier. Try a petite and narrow fold like Punchdown or labia.
It's not quite
as easy as something like this, so let's do a realistic demo. Gently guide the cup inside. Slowly take your time and push the bottom of the cup as you do so. You'll want to make sure the entire cup is inside, including the stem. You can trim the stem if it's too long. You can also practice by inserting your cup when you're not on your period to get confidence.
This is educational.
If you're nervous about trying a cup for the first time, here are a few tips.
Okay.
So I was pretty close. It just does seem silly. It seems messier. It seems grosser.
It seems like
disgusting.
It just, I don't know, it feels like a game where you have to run to the sink and not spill it.
That's so weird.
I mean, I guess you just dump it in the toilet, but...
Yeah, but then you have to, like, go over to the sink and you're like, oh, what if you're in a public restroom?
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
Well, if you're out in public, what do you do? Are you just going to be a diva and have blood on your hands and be like, fuck it? Like, I don't know.
I don't get that, and I don't get, and please forgive my ignorance.
Well, yeah.
Because I know I'm a dude, and I don't know shit about shit.
It's tough. I don't know how to be supportive. Like, if I'm supposed to ask my wife, like, you got that Keurig in your pussy still?
Yeah.
Yeah. You need to change your pussy pod? The black under
that's what I was going to say.
That
and
has
I didn't
to
want
be
to step
gross,
on you.
Right?
That's what I think. I mean, personally, you know, so I suffer from like endometriosis and PCOS. So I always have like, it's polycystic ovarian syndrome. Where I'll have cysts on my ovaries and it'll get really bad. And then I'll bleed out for like, you know, I've been bleeding since I was on your show last time. What was that, a couple weeks ago? So it's a while.
Hit you with a pile driver.
It's crazy, but it not once have I wanted to put those underwear on because it grosses me out thinking that you sit there for 12 hours, 8 to 12 hours.
Marinating.
Yeah, sit in there, and I'm like, what about my other clothes? What about anything else? The germs alone. That's disgusting. Yeah. How do you not? And I know they say wash them this and that.
I like my pussy medium rare at best.
It's gross. Think about like every like murder show you've ever seen or movie, right? Yeah. This is how you always know they're going to get caught like in like real life though, because they always think they can wash the blood out. You can't wash all the blood out.
You can't put them in the laundry with your other underwear, right?
I don't know. It said you're.
Or you'll have a pink shirt like Homer Simpson when they wash you with Bart's hat.
I found a how-to video on these. They're thanks underwear. Yes,
Shannon,
thanks,
I'm sorry.
No, it's fine.
Sorry, guys.
What is period underwear? Period underwear is your reusable and washable alternative to single-use period products like pads and tampons.
They never show a hot girl using it.
Built-in protection absorbs your menstrual flow while keeping you fresh, dry, and odor-free.
It's the shampoo.
I'll lie.
The inner layer effectively controls odor while keeping you dry and fresh all day. The second layer absorbs and holds up to 4 tampons worth. The third layer keeps you leak-free. The ultra-thin gusset holds up to 4 tampons Nips. Worth for up to 12 hours of secure, non-bulky comfort. And the best part? It feels just like you're wearing regular underwear. Before first use.
Do you want me to keep going?
Yes. Okay.
The best part is no one can tell you're a pig.
Activate the absorbant layer.
Now, warning. Warning. Dead. Bears will follow you.
Do not wear in the water. Do not wear swimming.
Yeah, do not wear swimming. A shark will come into your swimming pool.
Period underwear before.
But that would be a great way. Dude, if you're fishing and you just throw a girl like off the bat, like in a on water skis.
Yeah, we're chumming the water.
Yeah,
here.
We're chumming.
I wonder if that's a way to chum. I wonder if you bring your chick along and she's like, here, I want to get these are the last pair and you throw it in the water, if it'll be all the sharks coming.
I would put it on something and like.
But what if that just attracts it because there's so much 4 tampons worth?
Yeah, that'll do it. And it smells like fish.
Oh, yeah.
It's perfect. Guys, we figured out what these are for. It's for chumming.
Hell yeah.
Shannon, by the pause. Like now, I have to express a thought, and I apologize.
Go ahead.
Are there OnlyFans girls who sell these?
Oh, ew.
Yeah, I don't like that. Like, if you've used this then and you want to get rid of it, I'll take it. Just...
Yeah, this whole time I've been.
They sell regular dirty underwear.
Okay, I do want to know this too. Fans, let us know. Let us know because your girl's still bleeding and a CVS is around the corner. Mm-hmm. We could test this.
Wow.
For the right price.
Can we start the bidding?
Can we start it?
Who wants some gross panties? Gross panties going on. Gross panties.
Bloody.
Shannon, keep it going.
Wash the period underwear before the first use. Just like new towels. We recommend soaking them for 24 hours in cold water and then washing according to instructions, either by hand using a mild detergent or by machine in a cold cycle of 30 to 40 degrees centigrade. After the wash, let them hang dry and they are ready to be used. Step 1. Wearing period underwear.
Hang dry is crazy.
Depending on your flow, steps.
You can wear the period underwear.
If you're having a period and this happens and you have to do all these steps, I think you're just going to rip them up.
Yeah, I have fucking 3 days. Dude, it's a 3-day process to put these things on.
By the time you're finished prepping them, your period's gone.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're not.
By the time you're ready to put these on, you're tolerable to be around again.
Just go stand over the trash can for a little bit. This will pass.
Holy
12
shit.
Hours. This is because the absorbent layer is so effective and can contain up to 4 times as much as a regular tampon. This means that most people just need to change morning and evening. In other words, no interruptions at work, school, or your precious, well-deserved sleep.
You can eat pasta or sleep on the floor.
Backup on heavier days. Step 2.
This is what I'm
Let's see.
Yes.
When the underwear is full, rinse it.
Oh, full.
Full, I don't care.
Then either wash by hand using a mild detergent.
Maximum capacity.
30 degrees centigrade in a washing machine. If you are on the go, you can put them in a wet bag and bring them home to wash.
Oh,
what? Sorry.
Step 3. Drying. Once you've washed your period underwear, simply hang them to dry naturally. This is the gentlest way to maintain their effectiveness for as long as possible. Because of the absorbent layer.
Oh, God, how much scarier would it have been if these were what he was hiding behind instead of bed sheets?
Dry than your regular underwear. But you will quickly get a hang of the drying time. And please do not iron, use fabric softeners, or tumble dry your period underwear. Step 4. reuse, and repeat.
Regurgitate.
We recommend owning 3 to 5 pairs of period underwear to accommodate your full cycle.
Okay.
The All Matters period underwear are made to be used again and again. They are designed in Denmark and made in Portugal from the best materials we could find in terms of comfort, sustainability, and durability. Absorbency, size, and fit. One pair of panties can absorb the equivalent of up to 4 regular pads, or 4 regular tampons, or 1 cup. So, how long do they last? They're tested to work well for at least 50 washes. That should be more than 2 years. With good care, they can likely last even longer.
The washing machine was like, ew, gross.
That means each pair can replace more than 200 pads or tampons. The underwear comes in 7 sizes to ensure a perfect fit.
Oh, good. The plus size park hoppers can use them.
How to tell if the underwear is full? Most people simply get a sense of it. One of the first
Pause. If you squish when you walk, change them.
Yeah, when it sounds like Dee Dee's shoes.
If you're leaving a trail behind, if you have a snail trail behind you.
Yeah, if it sounds like somebody walking through the swamp in water shoes, you might want to change your fucking gross, bloody cunt underwear.
Good Lord.
You fucking pig.
Pig.
How to tell when to change them. I don't know.
When you feel it. It's just a vibe, girl.
Once you feel like your husband's not coming back.
Once the cat doesn't even want to play with you.
Once the dog won't stop playing with you. Chad?
Wet or moist feeling, which is different from the usual dry and comfortable feeling of the absorbing underwear. Period underwear is a game changer for your first period. Forget the hassle of bulky pads or the learning curve of inserting tampons. Just slip into your comfortable new period underwear and you're good to go. PFAS and health.
All right.
Wait, I love how they're pitching this to little girls.
Oh, wait, I saw them for teens the other day.
Because, yeah, they're saying, so this is for your first period, avoid learning how to use tampons and stuff. Like,
that's terrible.
That's weird.
That's terrible.
That, how much of a, now, I've never had a vagina. How, when they say the learning curve of putting in a tampon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like it's learning Spanish.
Oh, my God.
How, it's.
Okay, it's easy compared to the tampon.
Shannon?
It's a bit of a thing because like when you're young you don't want to insert something.
Also, you're like Shannon, like you're a virgin by then. Yeah, so it's like you nothing's been there. So you're like
speak for yourself.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, oh wait, friends. Shannon back me up too. Unless my friends are trying to fuck me, like friends will help you try to do it for the first time.
I've seen that in movies. I haven't like experienced that in real life, but
I
believe that to be true.
Yeah. No, it's not fun.
How old are we talking?
I was 16. I remember I was 16. Like, I tried a couple other times, but 16 was the first time.
That seems late, right?
Cuts me.
Yeah, I'm like, it's not on you, creepo.
Go on.
Yeah, we were going to a party that night, and she was like, if you're wearing the shorts, you can't wear the liner and whatever. And I was like, the pad.
That's me breathing. Okay, yeah, okay, I understand. I'm and again, speaking from a place of complete ignorance, I'm sure if I had to put something up my dick hole once a month, I would be unhappy about it too.
Yeah. I mean, because you also like don't know, because there's like the other hole, you know? And if you're like, ah!
Shannon, how do you feel about the free bleed panties?
It's terrifying to me. It seems like gross. I still can't really comprehend how it holds that much liquid and how you don't feel it. I would always think it's going through something else. I hate it.
It kind of feels like wearing a diaper.
That's what I think.
Right.
Yeah.
Right?
If you have that on, why would you not piss on yourself?
It's right next to the diapers now and like the CVSs and stuff. And they do say like teen starter. And I was like, I don't like that. Because I would have fallen for that as a teen. I would have made my parents buy them.
Now, question. This might be me just being with the same woman forever. Just girls just have period panties, right? You have a few pairs that are have seen better days.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You've got some war-torn
Yeah, the elastic shot. It has PTSD.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's like it's like somebody at a fucking old folks home with dementia. You know, they've seen it all. They're shot. You know, you're not going to bring them out to a nice place, but
2007.
They did a couple tours in Afghanistan.
Yeah, yeah. They're to be worn under sweats.
Yes. Yes. Or pajamas.
Or pajama pants or something. Yes. But I feel like
or nothing.
Girls just have or a big T-shirt.
Big T-shirt, and the period underwear.
By the way, if you want to talk about constant supply of big T-shirts, date me. Yes. I have two different crates. I get I have a wrestling one and another one. And they send me two shirts a month.
Oh, that's awesome.
And usually I don't like one of them. Mm-hmm. And every month my wife just gets a new sleep shirt.
Amazing. Amazing. Nothing better. A woman
I just have
can
to explain
for.
Like who the Japanese wrestler is on it. Yeah. Or if it's a white guy, I'd be like, he's not racist or he's not canceled. She's like, I'll wear it. Fuck it.
Perfect.
She has been wearing her real ass dude sweater a lot.
Oh, amazing.
But she will not wear it in public.
That's so funny. I feel like that.
It's
with
the pink
my,
the pink one we had put out, Shannon.
That's my favorite one.
Yeah, I know. I love
it. Natalie just sold that one to a fan. Mm-hmm. I was like, why? It's so cute.
It says Real Ass Dude on it?
It says Real Ass Podcast on it. Okay. We had another one that said Real Ass Dude that she would only wear in the house.
But you want to wear that like when you know you're going to get into conflict, like going to small claims court.
Sometimes I'll forget that I have my Kumia hoodies on because I have a million. I want to talk about T-shirts. Every time I was like, I'm cold. I'll get stopped once in a while in the neighborhood by some dude. It's always a white dude and they're always Jewish. And I was like, hey, I like your hoodie.
Keep fighting the good fight, sister.
I know. I'm like, all right.
My brother-in-law was NYPD for a long time, and he said every once in a while somebody's locker would be open and he would see it would be an Anthony Cumia sticker, Legion of Skanks sticker, and Plan one hood. Of mine. He goes, so many shitty cops listen to your fucking show. They're always the worst ones. They're always some guy I hate.
Of course.
That's how that works.
Of course. Well, now cops are starting their own podcasts.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
All right. We, I think, are almost about done, but let's go to this. God damn it. Man assaults woman's horse.
No.
Again?
Don't worry. He's not going to hurt it. But this is a woman who found... This is the footage, right? Yep.
Yes.
Watched her surveillance video. It showed a man allegedly violating her horse.
I actually was physically nauseous. It was the most disturbing thing.
Erica Van Meenen and her 10-year-old son were home Friday night when her phone lit up with notifications from the security camera in her horse stables.
My horse was looking very bright-eyed and aware that something was going on, so I scrolled to the next clip.
Pause. She had a bouquet and chocolates.
Wait, so is he doing like sex stuff to the horse or is he like hitting it?
Let's find out.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Oh, okay, yeah.
That's when a man walks by.
Van Meenen called police. When Vernon RCMP arrived, she and an officer watched her surveillance video. It showed a man allegedly violating her horse.
He goes and gets a stool and comes back and commits the offense. After he did that and she tried to get away from him.
RCMP declined an on-camera interview. However, in a statement, police said the suspect fled the property prior to officers arriving. A police dog search team conducted an extensive search of the property, but were unable to locate a suspect at the time.
It has
paused. The police dog smelled the horse's vagina and went, oh, you know Bill?
Yeah. Don't mind that somebody would actually do that. And I've never had a stranger sneak onto my property.
RCMP say a criminal offense was committed inside the horse's enclosed pen.
That's what it's called?
A suspect investigation is ongoing.
This is good. I just found out I've been doing cow tipping wrong.
Dude, this is definitely a Norton joke where he talks about if you're fucking, like, but like the idea of getting hard, then going to get a stool. climbing it and fucking a horse in the cold and maintaining an erection. Like, that's a hero.
It is like a, that's a real impressive feat. Yeah.
Like, dude, I lose my heart on if my back hurts. I can't imagine climbing on a stool fucking in a precarious. It's hard to change a light bulb on a stool.
Yeah.
You're fucking a fucking ton animal. It's a ton.
Is that moment at the bar where it's like 2 a.m., they're about to close down, you look who's in there, and you're like, there's a farm on the way home. I'll be fine. We'll just figure it out.
I guess he doesn't subscribe to Nay Means Nay.
Yeah.
Exactly. Like, did you read that was the first comment?
Oh, I didn't.
Oh. Nay Means
Nay. I didn't. I was proud of myself. Oh, God damn it. I like how she's like, never in my life. Yeah, no shit, lady. Wait,
even better, she said, never in my life has a stranger. And I was like, is it really just people you know in this town?
Well, we've talked a ton about Mr. Hands and shit.
Yeah.
I think it was Washington State or Oregon were like the last state, one of the last states to still is like dealing with making bestiality illegal.
Oh, wow.
Because
it's not just illegal, huh?
There would be groups that would have farms and like make videos.
Oh man!
But what?
This guy might get off from that. He might have known there was. Oh, like, he a definitely camera got off too. That's how he called. He kept the erection.
Oh yeah, he was doing the Patrick Bateman. He's fucking a horse like Patrick Bateman.
In the mirror.
Was it a CC video? The old McDonald. Old McDonald. Oh, so you never saw Mr. Hands?
No, I never saw Mr. Hands, but I did watch American Psycho. You'd be proud of me.
Very good. What a different life we've had. Mr. Hands was the video in college that everyone shared. Are you familiar?
Oh, of course.
I figured.
Okay.
Mr. Hands is a video of a gentleman.
Uh-huh.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Okay.
Being penetrated and made love to by a horse.
Okay. It's definitely not salad hands, what I was thinking of.
Salad fingers. No, no.
It is kind of lame that in both occasions they blame the guy.
Yeah.
It feels like one of them, like the horse should be the one in handcuffs.
They've got
his hoofs.
You're going to the glue factory, boy.
I'm taking you to Hermes.
And the horse fucks him in the ass, and not necessarily that. Well, he makes some noises because you can see that they're trying to, like, make the horse go gentle.
Oh.
And then the horse kind of... Sniffling.
Holding a pail of milk up.
Yeah, yeah. But then the horse starts to go hard.
Yeah, the guy dies, right?
You hear the guy be like, woo, woo, like it's coming out of him.
Oh, my God.
And so not necessarily that video, but... That guy eventually was killed via horse cock.
That's pretty funny.
And his cohorts, who were making the video with him.
It's cohorse.
Cohorse.
Yeah, cohorse.
Sorry.
The shock jockeys. They wouldn't bring him into the hospital because they didn't want to get caught. So they just drove him to the front door of the emergency room and kicked him out of the van. And he died. And so there was a huge controversy whether or not they would release his name because the family did not want it public. I think he was a pilot or he worked for an airline because there's a whole documentary about it called Zoo. And that's like the main case, but then it talks about like other...
Is that what the show is named after?
Yes, that is 100%.
We pay respects.
Yeah.
Rest in peace
and then,
in heaven.
I mean, I've shown the video a million times. There's a few documentaries, but there's this white trash couple. It used to be on E! Fucked, and they couldn't look more like they fuck horses. The guy's just got a big blonde teased out like Aussie 80s mullet, and the lady is just couldn't be... more Midwestern fat. And they talk about their first date, how she blew a horse in front of them.
Oh, they're like, both into it.
Yeah. And they both, like...
Soulmates.
So they're, like, swingers.
You could say that.
And they both have... I always quote the lady. She's like, Yeah, he was aroused. He was fully dropped and masturbating. That's when he slaps his penis on his stomach and he makes a noise. I call it his hubba hubba. That's how I know he's ready. He goes, and you know, he mounted. And the guy goes, oh, yeah, he mounts me. And yes, he sometimes I have to be careful because he will bite the flesh on my shoulders.
She's into it.
She'll see it and she'll be like, oh, you've been down at the barn again. And then they both like laugh at each other.
They have it's like an inside joke they have.
Shannon, bring it up if you can find
it. Oh, my God.
We'll end on that. I know we've seen it. Other shows have played it, but...
I know we've done it before, but it's not the trailer from the zoo documentary, right? It's
no.
a different one.
No, it's a blonde guy and a brown-haired lady.
Man, I'm just trying to think of how to search it.
Couple talks about having sex with horses.
Is the typing?
Oh, God, yeah.
It just fills in. Just hit enter.
You visited this page many times.
I know this is it because it does say it was completely watched, so this is definitely it.
Amazing.
Welcome back, Shannon.
Good to see you again. Would you like to join?
I know it's ruining my personal YouTube algorithm.
You meet Ken, who shares her sexual preference.
Handfuls of that smaller stuff.
Okay.
I'll get some of this.
I've probably shown this on multiple podcasts. I apologize.
I was okay. So they're getting bait. A virgin yeah. until I was 29 years old. I was a zoophile up until then, and I just basically didn't have much interest in other members of my own species as far as a life bond or anything. But when I met Ellie here, I just we clicked. It was the one person that. I felt within a week, probably, after I met her, we're meant to be together.
He fucks horses, and it took him a week to realize he liked the lady.
The worst part is I don't know if Ellie was the woman or the horse.
Their first date.
Well, the first date that he came up to visit me.
Pause. Could this lady look more like she wants a horse cock in her mouth?
Beautiful angel. Must be protected. Is she okay?
She looks like...
Mentally, no.
She looks like a horse fucked her face that flat.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I took him down to the barn to introduce him to some of my horses and some of the other horses that I enjoyed at the barn.
I could fix
and
her.
And I took him in and introduced him to my miniature stallion. And kind
She's
of,
excited.
I don't know if it was subconscious, kind of, I was very nervous and kind of wanted to do the shock factor, as it were. My miniature stallion was dropped and masturbating. When his penis is dropped and he slaps it on his belly, they call that masturbation for stallions. And so I one thing led to another and I couldn't resist, so I bent down and started sucking on him. And
then
he tried climbing on top of me, so the next thing I know, my pants are down and I'm bending over for him and I'm like, excuse me, I can't resist.
Oh, silly horse.
And I guess part of me said, okay, either he's for real and he won't mind this, or he's not for real and he's going to be totally freaked out by it and run.
Yeah, don't tease me.
Obviously, he didn't run.
No, actually, I was very tempted at the point to have sloppy seconds. It turned me on. It was so erotic to watch this and just the whole thing. And it didn't shock me at all. In fact, I was like, this is pretty cool. I think I found somebody here that might be on my plane here. And it went from there. And here we are, married.
Yeah. I have...
That's pause. Love.
The shock factor.
That's love.
Dude, shock factor is if you show them your tits.
Yeah.
Yes.
You can get a big pop way easier than this.
Lady, you're going above and beyond.
Yeah, it's bonus credit. I would love to see the interview with her father. Like, never should have got her that pony for a birthday.
I just... What balls to do it in front... Because, like, most other people would be like, oh, I'm going to burn this barn down.
I'm going to call the cops. I'm going to do everything.
This is, horse seems happy. I bet the horse is pretty pumped.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, if it was slapping its belly with its penis, it was excited.
Keep it going, Shannon.
Original sex with my miniature stallion. He's not a whole lot larger than most humans. He is a bit bigger, but not uncomfortably so. I like to suck on him orally.
He
especially enjoys that.
I have anal sex with the miniature stallion. Oh, he penetrates me, and it's it's pleasurable, but it's not real intense. It's like I said, the pleasure that I get from it is more from knowing how much he enjoys having sex with me. He tends to tell me about it. He talks a lot. He grunts and wickers and blows in my ear, etc. And that is very erotic to me, more so than the physical sex.
When he's courting
They're so Brooklyn.
Here it is.
To entice me to bend down or kneel down. He does a lot of, I call it a hubba hubba. He just kind of goes and makes little hubba hubba noise to me.
That was really good.
And then once he's in, I mean, for every stroke that he does, he makes this big grunting noise. And then when he orgasms, he makes an even bigger grunting noise.
And he tends to like to hold on with his teeth, and I actually have some scars on my back from where he's bitten onto me, just hanging on. They do the same thing with mares when they have sex, and only mares have fur to hang on to. He tends to get a big chunk of skin with me, and that can be quite painful, but usually I don't even notice until after the fact because I'm so caught up in the moment.
Yeah, because there's a horse cock up your ass.
You're getting fucked by the horse.
Yeah, I bet you don't. I bet that's the least of your worries at the moment. I bet it's the horse cock directly up your shitter.
Yeah, you can be forgiven for losing some of the nuances at that time.
But it was only a mini.
Jorge, please, can I get her going on my soundboard? That's our show, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. Please support James Moss. Listen to Digital Bazooka. Please support Sabrina Piper. Listen to That's Hot with Sabrina Piper. And thank you so much for tuning into the show. We'll be back on Friday with our bonus episode, and we're going to do a makeup episode so you guys didn't miss anything. We love you very much. See you then. Bye.
The fun's begun, no sleeping in. Noon is morning time to him. Pop the bagel, chug it down, just like your favorite Obie's clown. Grab a coffee and join the club.